What's up, guys? TripDriver101.com. Big Ken here. Let's get down to business. Now, today was a weird day. I had a little collapse on me. Let's get down to what I learned today. Now, originally, when I took this job, I heard that Lowe's can collapse. Now, the thing is, as long as you strap them, you're cool. Right? That's what you're supposed to do. So I strapped my load. Now, the problem with when you strap a load that you didn't actually load is that you don't know how it was loaded. This guy staggered the load, so that meant there was no pressure on the last pallet. And what I mean by that is normally a pallet is right, left, there's a pallet next to it. This guy didn't do that. He decided to stagger the load so the last load was free. Now, they do this all the time and nothing falls down. I've even hauled them unstrapped and they don't even fall down. But in this particular day, literally it fell down. I strapped everything. I mean, I did it exactly where I should have. I took one strap, took it across the load on that last pallet, then took another strap, hold it in place, and also across the load going the other way. Then I took a bar and put it in the middle. Right? Damn load shouldn't have failed. I get to the shipper, and guess what? The motherfucking load failed. So, I'm a little pissed off right now. Right? So, I get up, and I'm like, damn, I got to restack this. So I started trying to restack it there in the parking lot. Dude's like, man, we'll put that in the door. So I'm going to put it in the door. Can't even open up both doors. Got to open one side. I go inside the place, explain what happened to dispatch. Then the salami lady happened. The salami is an interesting piece of meat, right? Because let's just say the salami on her that was sweating and smelling was salami before mackerel. As in fish. Right? I mean, it was definitely finna be a fish fry up in there. You know, apparently she used to be really big because her stomach was just, you know, everywhere. And that's cool. You know, everybody gain weight, lose weight, you know, whatever. I'm a big guy, but it's like, you know, you gotta not smell like macro, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. So anyway, she's smelling like mackerel, and I'm sitting there, and she tries to talk shit to me. Now, I'm looking at this motherfucker, because I had a family member call me, and I had to take the call, because there's some serious shit going on at home, but this motherfucker tried to, like, get an attitude about it. I literally started to go, bitch, I will take this phone and shove it up your mackerel ass, all right? You know, ruin my fucking contract with fucking AT&T. But, so anyway, the macro lady's trying to talk shit. It's like, how did it happen? I don't understand how it happened. You had a strap, you had a bar, did you hit something? Did you do this? Shit, it doesn't make sense. And I'm just sitting there like, no, I don't know. It's like, you know, it's almost like I didn't load this motherfucker, isn't it? I wanted to say that shit so bad. I wanted to go off and be like, no, bitch, it's like I didn't load it, did it? And it's like, it's almost like someone else on a fucking high-low that works for your multi-billion dollar company fucked the load up. Right, and I put on a ton of straps that should have held that motherfucker in place. Right, but it didn't, did it, bitch? Right, so why the fuck you asking me? Right, I hate that shit, man. I hate that shit. Asking me about some shit that I have nothing to do. I really can't control whether a load falls or not. And I didn't have to stick around to pick that bitch up either. I found that out later. So anyway, dispatch is like, oh, we'll pay you to pick it up, right? These motherfuckers still ain't sent me my PO. It's been hours since that happened. So I'm going to have to get in some ass tomorrow because this motherfucker ain't truck ain't moving until I get my motherfucking money. But let me get all back on a lighter note. But anyway, I'm sitting there and I start stacking this load. I had to throw away basically a whole pallet of product because she's like, oh my God, if it had a scuff, oh my God, what are people going to do with a scuff? Do you even understand a scuff mark? Do you even understand? It's like, lady, shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody at a fucking grocery store going, the fucking bag on the outside has a little scuff mark, but the product inside is not leaking, bitch. But anyway, the funny part is, as soon as a dude came over there, he was like, man, fuck that shit. Just stack all this shit up. He's like, man, please. Like, first of all, nobody's inspecting this shit. Second of all, you know, nobody cares about little scuff marks. Ain't nobody sitting around buying a product and, like, inspecting that motherfucker except this crazy motherfucker. So, long story short, I get it all stacked back up 4 hours later. 4 fucking hours later. Now I'm sitting here tired, man. My body definitely looked at me and went, "Hey, guess what?" And I was like, "What? You almost 40, right? You can't be doing this shit no more." Young me would have had that shit done in 2 hours. Old me was looking at myself like, "Motherfucker, you crazy." I did find out I'm not as in bad shape as I thought I was. Not that bad. But I damn sure ain't good. This old dude gonna try to walk over and try to talk some shit to me. Like, "Hey man, you know, you gotta pay for it. We don't want you to have to pay a lot for every load. We don't have to pay." And I'm sitting there like, "Dude, I know we don't pay for this. I know I'm not paying for this. My company's insurance is going to pay for this." And let's be real, motherfucking deal. The truth is, y'all didn't sign the paperwork saying there was a damaged load. You're going to turn this shit in and fill out some computer form. They're going to kind of pay attention to it. Nobody's going to really follow up on the shit, right? Nobody's really going to get paid for the shit. I mean, if you really want to be honest, because it ain't listed on the fucking paperwork. Right, I know what the fuck gonna happen, right? And if anybody gets fucking hip to it, they're gonna come here and cut Salami's fucking motherfucking mouth about her lack of fucking hygiene and her ability to take reports. But, yeah, man, that happened. And the key thing about this, look, all this happened because I didn't realize that I didn't have to load it. Now, when you got a situation where your load is falling, you don't really want to stack that back up. That was stupid of me to do that. And our company really shouldn't pay people to do it because, I mean, you can really hurt yourself. That whole fucking load was possibly unstable. So if the whole load falls, I'm damn sure not stacking it. They're going to hire somebody to do that shit. But it was just a rough fucking day, man. I just wanted to talk about it. And if you take anything from it, understand, read your rule books, know your rules, and don't restack fucking loads. Don't restack fucking loads if you can avoid it. Unless you're making some real good goddamn coin. I'm talking that family doula money. You know, that's $1,000 a week after taxes money right there, bro. You know, I make it close, but not that goddamn close. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I figured I'd just share something a little off the cuff today. We'll have trucker news later on. Talk to you guys later.